When they see me, they always abuse me and talking to me like, you know, most of them even say that I'm mentally disturbed. And I've been here for 15 months now. So the way they treated me here, you know, because I do like suffer from depression because my child is with the social services. And so I am on medication really, but they all use it to abuse me and said there was one time that one of the officers said that if she was the social service, she would never give me back my child because I'm crazy, like, you know, like when they say you're like crazy, like mental illness or something. Like sometimes most of them, like when they'll just say you know, some of them will say stupid bitch and, you know, some other names, like, you know, when somebody's upset and, you know, and you're trying to kind of like exchange words, talking to them. And if you're saying, you know, is it because we're here that you're treating us this way? And some of them will just use the language as if, you know, like, oh, you stupid bitch, get out of my face, you know, and that stuff. They've done that many times before that I have to make a complaint and I have somebody to help me to write the complaint and I have to put a complaint in. But still, at the end of the day, the complaint went up to UK Border and it came back to nothing was done to the press. Yeah, I've made like about three different ones that I've made complaints about, and to the UK, it got to the UK Border. And there was one time that they told one of my roommates and two of my friends was in the room as well. They told them that, oh, they need to stay away from me because I'm mental. Oh, you want to stay in the room with somebody that has, yes. They tried to discourage my roommate not to stay in the room with me. And then all of them started writing a complaint from that. Why would they have to say that towards me?
Yeah.
And the complaint went to the UK Border. It took so long time and nothing was done about it at the end of the day.
Okay.
You know, then another one, like, you know, I was attacked by one of my roommates. She beat me up and bites my finger off. And the pictures, everything was taken. I was taken to the hospital, outside hospital, and I was given some full jab for 5 days. And the police was involved, everybody was involved and everything. And at the end of the day, they transferred the person out so I wouldn't be able to press charges.